right, you guys, we're going to talk about one product tagging. All right, let's get into it. Hi, everybody, it's Fuzzy. All right, welcome to the AIP Content Creator Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about one product tagging. I think I touched this on other videos about the knee brace, the welder, and a few other little things. So I hinted on, okay? So one product tagging means when you make a video, only tag one product, right? Now you can see here, I got two products. Now you can go, I don't know how many you can go, but you can go, this is that welder I was talking about before, and I already had a podcast on this, so we're just going to use this for an example, okay? So you can go here, right? You can go here, and you can paste as many as you want in here. I don't know, it was 10, but I don't know how many it is now. And you can tag all these, have your video here, have your description, have your thumbnail, and I'll bet you that you don't make any money. You won't, because they bounce your video all over the place. And I'll guarantee you, if nobody clicks on that video, you don't make any money. That's actually not a guarantee, that is true. So what they do is they, and I kind of got a gist of it with that knee brace I talked about before. They bounce your stuff all over the place. So it doesn't stay on a product page in any time frame, right? They bounce it in, they bounce it out, they bounce it in, they bounce it out. So it's never stationary to one product. Because you've tagged so many products, it doesn't know where to go. Or they don't know where to put it. I don't know. I'm just guessing. But if you tag one product, and I've already done that in the last, well, I don't know about the last episode, but I already made you, we did an experiment, right? With this. Okay? That each item has its own ASIN number. Put a video. If you don't care what your store looks like, put a video on that ASIN number. Don't tag everything, right? I found this out. Go ahead and test it. Do it yourself. If you want to do a hair curler or, you know, a tool or whatever, tag a bunch of them. Give it a month. Give it a couple of weeks. See if you make any money. If you don't, that's the reason why, okay? Take all them tags off after you've experimented with it. Take all them tags off, leave the original video with the original product with one tag, and I'll guarantee you, people are going to click on it and you're going to make money. I am not lying. Been doing this for a while, so I've experimented. Now I just showed you with that experiment podcast episode here with the welder that they made a carousel for me. Or, I mean, the carousels are probably already there. Right? The no views. Look at that. No views. Zero views. Zero, zero, zero. There was no carousel. No carousel. Well, guess what? Now there is. Because I posted a video there. Right? You know, some guys, I'm sure guys or girls are going to buy this welder and they're going to post their stuff on there eventually too. But you know what? At least I have my video up there now. And whoever clicks on that and buys one, I'm going to make money. So there you go. One product tagging, and I mean, experiment with it, guys. Experiment with it, and you're going to find out what happens. All right, that's all I got to say about that. Let's move on. Subscribe, like, notifications, all that good stuff. We'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye. I'm getting kind of hot, actually. This hat's kind of made for outside.